We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It's the last Wednesday of the month of August, which means we're talking education today, and we have Geary County Schools featured here next on the program, and Superintendent Dr. Reginald Eggleston joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Eggleston. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing? Thanks for having me again. I do appreciate you spotlighting the district and giving us an opportunity just to share updates with our surrounding area.
You bet. Glad to do so. I was in Junction City was about a week ago, I guess. I drove down there for something. Don't remember what it was for, but we saw the new high school, drove by it again, and it is just a fantastic-looking facility. And as I understand, it's the first day of school out there, and that's where you're at right now.
Actually, yes. I'm sitting here in the conference room. I had to find a quiet space, and it has been a very exciting morning. We've had all of our students to return and staff, and just a lot of energy surrounding the opening of the school. We had the band outside playing as everyone was coming in this morning, and just a lot of energy. People are very excited about the opportunity to see the plans of the Board of Education come to fruition and see us in this building this school year. So very grateful for the collaboration of all of the stakeholders who helped make this moment a reality.
Is everything finished on the building right now?
Not at this present moment. We still have a couple of areas that need to that need completed. Orchestra room is one. The large gym is one. And so we're just looking at those areas being standoff, so to speak, away from all this traffic of the students. And construction will continue to work there. We're hoping that by the beginning of October, all of the construction will come to fruition. It'll be over.
Okay. Well, it's always exciting when you can open a new building. And I'm not sure how many years the old building was in.
It was almost 70 years old.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
So quite an upgrade here. What do you think? Facility-wise, how does that compare to the old building? Quite a difference?
Well, when you look at just the square feet, it's a much the much larger facility, much more spacious. You look at the technology that's in the building. It's just a state-of-the-art facility, something that gives us an opportunity to expand programs, gives us an opportunity to host a lot of the state competitions here at the school as well and in the district. So it just basically is an upgrade, as you just stated, from where we were in the past almost 70 years. So I know it's something that everyone is excited about, something that everyone appreciates. And again, we're just elated to have the opportunity to be part of it.
I don't, a lot of times I like to compare things. We were talking about the high school here earlier on our morning show, and I was telling Dave, my program director, that it really looks like it dwarfs even Manhattan High School, which is a pretty big school. But what is the typical enrollment at Junction City High School? How does that, and did you, how much room do you have to grow out there now?
The capacity of the school is the capacity. And so we are right under 1,500 students at this present moment. So we have room to grow. The number of students that we have right now is on the average about the same from year to year, maybe a short or a small increase. But for the most part, there's plenty of space, plenty of room. Teachers have the opportunity to be even more creative with their instruction, which is definitely what we want to do. So, again, we're just excited about it.
All right. I caught part of that. It kind of broke off of there. I think it's technology or something. You said 1,500 is about where you're at. What's the capacity again? We didn't catch that.
1,800 students.
I see. Okay. Well, that's a pretty good size. And obviously exciting to have that new facility there. You mentioned the other schools have been open here. It was kind of a different way to kind of open the school year. You had some schools starting on a certain date and other, obviously the high school today. Can you kind of explain why you guys staged it that way?
Well, the high school had to open due to construction. Mm-hmm. If it had not been for the construction concerns or challenges, the high school would have started at the same time the rest of the district. However, out of the abundance of safety and caution, we felt that it was best to give contractors a couple of extra weeks. We also provided teachers with 3 extra days to work on unpacking and getting their classroom set up. So it really worked to everyone's advantage for us to slow the pace and really be as cautious as we possibly could while allowing everyone time to properly prepare for the start of a good school year.
Okay. And we were talking before the program got started. You're also piloting an alternate calendar at the magnet school, right?
We're actually piloting an alternate calendar at Sheridan Elementary School. Sheridan started about a week and a half prior to everyone. So Sheridan's calendar is not a year-round calendar, not by any measure. It starts, and it goes 9 weeks. Then they will get a week out for a fall break. So they will have a solid week out. The goal was to try to have 2 weeks out, but we just ended up doing 1 week this year. Then they will come back, finish out the semester, start in January, and they will go 9 weeks. They'll be out for 2 weeks during spring break and then return, and they'll get out when everyone else does. We've tried to do in the development of our calendar so that we can give teachers and students an opportunity to take a rest in between during those breaks, as well as it gives students whose parents would like to take advantage of additional academic support an opportunity to come in and receive tutoring during that time. So I think it's a win-win, and that's the whole idea, is to try to capitalize on our academic time, instructional time, to the best of our ability. So excited to see what's going to come from that. I think in September, the principal is going to stand before the board and give some updates as far as how well the alternate calendar is going. I can say this as of now, her enrollment went up or increased by 20 students. She's at capacity right now, 242 students. So that's good. That's very positive right there.
Okay. So the idea here then, if it's a success, then that's something we could maybe see implemented district-wide in the future, you think?
Absolutely. That's something that we will sit down with our teachers association and have some discussion. I'm actually hoping to begin those discussions as soon as October so that we can finalize the plans and get that information out to parents as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, as far as the magnet school, I know you've touted that here in the past on the program and how excited you are to have that. And maybe tell people a little bit more about that program, how that's working for you.
Well, the magnet program is a 7th and 8th grade accelerated program to help students prepare for high school. We know that the 9th grade is the hardest year of transition for students. And if we can help students enter the buildings academically sound and ready, we believe they can be successful. In fact, the research out there supports that. So what we've been doing is making it optional, but reaching out to parents annually, encouraging them to take advantage of the small group setting, hands-on curriculum that reinforces some of the prerequisite skills that students may not have mastered in the past couple of years. And we also start accelerating their current and future lessons so that we can make sure they have the exposure they need prior to going into the 9th grade. So it's really an accelerated program to get students up to speed at grade level so that they can do well.
All right. If people want more information on that, if they're curious, who's the best person to get in contact with there?
Well, they can reach out to the Carnes building and ask for Dr. Perez. Dr. Perez is our new principal there. She has a lot of experience with alternative programs. And so I'm excited to have her on the team and look forward to the leadership she and her staff will provide and the supports they will continue to offer to our students.
All right. Yeah, we're speaking with Dr. Reginald Eggleston. He is the superintendent out at USD 475 Geary County Schools. We'll pause, take a break, and come back, talk about what's going on at the school board meeting here tomorrow. A big discussion on a strategic plan. We'll talk about that in just a moment here on News Radio KMAN.